from Taste of Country Nights. I'm Sam Alex. A bit about me. I like barbecue chicken pizza and pina colada. I like to play soccer, golf, and wrestle. I did that for 10 years. I even coached middle school wrestling. Trace Atkins on Taste of Country Nights. Sam Alex. Get a hold of me anytime. 888-678-9995. Just ahead, we'll meet the official sports correspondent for Taste of Country Nights, Kamedy. First, Justin Moore on Taste of Country Nights.
Taste of Country Nights.
Hey, Sam. This is Chris Young.
Hey, Sam. It's Sarah Evans.
Dierks Bentley.
Dude, thank you so much, man. We have some history, and I appreciate you making me your first guest. Feels honored as Will Smith must have felt as being on a, you know, Jimmy Fallon's first guest. This is pretty awesome.
But we're not going to do any choreographed dance or anything.
No,
right?
We're not going to do the history of hip-hop dance.
Okay.
No.
You're not Luke Bryan.
No. I'm wearing pants as tight as Luke Bryan's today. But...
Head writer from TasteOfCountry.com, Billy Dukes. Billy, what's going on?
Sort of a scary morning this morning. A fire broke out at Loretta Lynn's.
Is everyone all right?
Everybody got out of the house safely, and it doesn't sound like it was a big fire, but of course her property, Hurricane Mill, is a big tourist attraction. She's got a ton of different buildings. This fire affected her personal residence. A small fire involving a candle and a chair. Firefighters came, and as far as we know, everyone's all right, and the house isn't too destroyed.
Mike Sampson from ScreenCrush.com. Some sad news with the passing of Harold Ramis from Ghostbusters and many other films.
He starred in Ghostbusters as Egon, and he co-wrote the movie. He didn't direct that one, but he also directed some classics like Caddyshack, and National Lampoon's Vacation. I mean, this guy, it's amazing to think of what he had for modern comedies. So many great movies. Groundhog Day, an absolute classic. If somebody had died and they had done one of these movies, it would be a tragedy. When somebody like this passes, so much influence in his career, it's really sad to see him go.
Great song, Automatic, from Miranda Lambert on Taste of Country Nights. I'm Sam Alex. I've liked Miranda since she put out Kerosene, and I feel like Miranda and Maggie Rose would be friends. Maggie's a part of our Taste of Country Nights showdown. Maggie, looking back now, versus J.J. Lawhorn, good old boys like us. Maggie at 80%, J.J. at 19%. Take a listen to both songs and cast your vote for the Taste of Country Nights showdown at tasteofcountry.com.
The best country music and the inside scoop on your favorite artists. This is Taste of Country Nights.
It's Tim McGraw on Taste of Country Nights. I'm Sam Alex. Hello.
Hey, my name's Carol Ring, and I'm actually listening to you guys right now. I have personally left multiple items of clothing at a boyfriend's house on purpose. And also on accident. I've left camera stands. I've done a lot just to make sure that I get that call back.
Producer Amber, do you have an update with leaving a toothbrush at your boyfriend's?
Yes. He noticed the toothbrush, but he didn't say anything bad about it. So he definitely passed my test.
If you can relate to producer Amber or Carol, let us know. Our number, 888-678-9995. From Justin Moore, point at you on Taste of Country Nights. Sam Alex again with Josh, who is our self-proclaimed redneck. Josh, what do you have for the word of the night?
Well, you know, I went to the golf course, and I'm trying something new. You know how people give up things for Lent? Well, I'm going to just try something new for the month of May and try not to use any bad words or swear words. So it's my new thing, especially tough on the golf course this weekend. So the word of the night tonight is fiddlesticks. That's what I'm going to start saying. Anytime I'm a little frustrated and need to blast out some words of anger, so the word of the night, fiddlesticks. Sounds good.
Josh, our self-proclaimed redneck, always so insightful. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
See you tomorrow night.
Lots of requests for that song. Tim McGraw, meanwhile, back at Mama's house on Taste of Country Nights. It is Friday night. I'm Sam Alex, and producer Amber, you were caught doing something very embarrassing recently.
Yes, I was in my car. When I'm in my car, music's all the way up, blasting, like beating on the steering wheel, drumming, singing at the top of my lungs. And I was absolutely rocking out the other day while I was in traffic. And I turned to my right and I looked over, and there was this lady was watching me. But not only was she watching me, she had her phone up and she was recording me rocking out in my car.
That shouldn't be legal.
It was mortifying. And then I didn't know what to do, so I just awkwardly stopped and looked at her, and she didn't even put down the phone. Like, she just kept it up and just kept videoing.
Maybe she was taking a selfie or texting someone.
I I don't know. She had to be videoing. I mean, it was a good performance on my part, but it still was really embarrassing.
Oh, Amber, if you can relate, our number 888-678-9995. I'm Sam Alex, and this is Taste of Country Nights. It's Tim McGraw on Taste of Country Nights with Sam Alex. Hi, Julie. Go ahead.
The reason I love my mom more than anything is the fact that she has worked her whole life just to make sure and me and my sisters had the best life that she could possibly give us. Even when her and my father broke up last year, she was the one that was there, told us everything that was going on and made sure we were okay. He didn't even show up to tell us that they were breaking up, and the next day was Mother's Day. She went to church with a smile on her face and joy in her heart because she knows that she did best by us girls. And that's why she's amazing.
Julie, thank you so much for sharing our number, 888-678-9995. I'm Sam Alex, and this is Taste of Country Nights.
There's Tyler Farr, Whiskey in My Water, on Taste of Country Nights. I'm Sam Alex. Keith Urban, how are you?
Sam, I'm good. Nice to talk to you.
Likewise, ACM Awards this weekend. Congrats on your 6 nominations, including Male Vocalist of the Year. Really pulling for you.
Thank you. It's a lot of nominations. I feel very blessed this year.
Do you know which T-shirt you're going to wear?
No, I don't yet. I got a few to pick from.
So this past September, your Fuse album debuted number one, U.S., Canada, Australia. Keith, what's it like to record something and you know it's going to be number one? How are you so humble?
Dude, you never know it's going to be number one. I mean, I just went and made the record that I kind of, you know, that I've had in my head for a long time. Was very fortunate enough to find the right people to help me bring it to life. And that's it. That's it. You know, and you put out a record, and then it either clicks or it doesn't. And the fact that this one's connected the way it has is extremely incredible feeling.
A few months ago, I got married, and my wife and I just moved to Nashville 3 weeks ago.
Well, congrats, man!
What was it like when you first moved to town? How long were you in Nashville before you got a number one?
Oh, well, quite a few years. The first trip I made to Nashville was in 1989. And I was walking around shopping my demo tapes, trying to get some interest, and it just wasn't happening. And then I finally, I started making regular trips for the next few years, coming over and writing with people, and then eventually I moved, probably around 92. So I've been in Nashville about 22 years now.
I know it's a lot of math, but I mean, how many trips have you been doing from Australia to Nashville back and forth?
A lot. Let's just say I own the queue in Qantas.
Okay. I love that. Cindy wants to know, on American Idol, what do you talk about in the breaks with Harry Connick Jr. and Jennifer Lopez?
Oh, that's almost the busiest time because I'm either tweeting about somebody I just saw, because I do that in real time. We're talking about what's coming up next, or Ryan is, talking about something we're going to do next, or we're talking about who we just saw, or I'm getting selfies with people, or I'm signing things, or I'm calling home, or It's like it's the most busiest time is in commercial breaks.
That's funny. And Mary wants to know, she saw the adorable video of you kissing that cute little girl on the cheek at your recent concert at the Houston Rodeo. She wants to know, when was your first kiss, and was it in the back of a cop car?
Definitely not in the back of a cop car. I think it was in first grade. And so I certainly wasn't in the back of a cop car in first grade. It was just a peck on the cheek, but that I think that still qualifies.
Do you remember her name?
I do, Diane Armstrong.
You guys,
great one, first grade, crazy, right?
You guys, Facebook friends?
I haven't thought about her in umpteen decades.
I feel the same about Caitlin Barnes. That's why I kissed in first grade, and time goes by so fast. And tickets are on sale tomorrow through Ticketmaster outlets for the 5th annual We're All for the Hall concert at Bridgestone in Nashville, benefiting Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum. So you're going to be hosting that with Vince Gill, kind of like Seacrest does for Idol, right?
Well, nobody hosts like Ryan. He's a pro, but we do our best as, one hack guitar player and one incredible one in Vince Gill. I just love that we get to do this together, Vince is in this, and this is our 5th year doing it, and everybody's coming out and supporting it. That's, that not just for the audience, that goes for the artists, and the managers, and the crew, and everybody behind the scenes that rallies behind this cause and makes it not only an incredible night, but we also raise a lot of money for the hall, and we raise a lot of awareness so people know about the hall all over the country.
That's fantastic. And I know you're touring all summer long, and in September when things slow down, I'd love to be able to just take you out for a cup of coffee and chat with you.
All right, I'll hold you to it.
You can see Keith judging on American Idol Wednesday and Thursday nights on Fox, and the tour dates at keithurban.net. Keith, great talking to you.
You too, Sam. Welcome to Nashville, brother.
Brentley Gilbert walking in the studio now on Taste of Country Nights. I'm Sam Alex. Brentley's album, Just As I Am, hits stores May 19th. Brentley, how you feeling?
Man, I'm doing great. How you?
It's so good to see you.
It's good to see you too, wow. Man. Even though I'm still in my pajamas. I didn't know we were doing face-to-face interviews today. I thought they were phoners, so.
Well, to paint a picture, you're wearing sweatpants and like a sports jersey.
Right.
That's what you sleep in? That's your pajamas?
Well, not really. I usually don't sleep in much of nothing, but I got to throw something on if I'm walking around the bus. You know what I mean? Just in case I get a visitor and I don't want them to know all my secrets.
So are you afraid to wear something that's not black? Or black is your color?
Not afraid to. I just, you know, black, if I know I'm matching. If everything's black, I'm not going to mismatch. Yeah, black and gray is safe, I guess, unless it's a brownish tinted gray, and it just gets a little strange.
Is this what you wear when you go to the gym, too?
Man, that's the honest to God truth is, usually when I'm out of the house, it was a really early morning. I'm in a pair of like blackish gray jeans, a t-shirt, and my boots, man. Uh-huh. And all my chains and my rings, these things never come off. And
when you're doing curls, you're wearing your rings? And boots?
Well, I take them off sometimes if I can get to them. A lot of times when I start working out, if I forget to take my rings out, like my hands will swell and I can't get them off.
We're with Brentley Gilbert on Taste of Country Nights, Just As I Am. Hit stores May 19th, and I think I'm coming to your farm for the album launch.
Come on, man.
Man.
Let's do it.
I thought you were kidding a few months back when you said you're going to teach me how to go four-wheeling and shooting. I grew up outside Chicago, so I've never done any of those things.
Oh, man, just trust, we're going to have fun. I've already got my right-hand man that's going to pick up a lot of ammo. We're gonna blow some stuff up too.
But what type of things are we gonna blow up?
I don't know, man. We may shoot some propane. Well, I can't tell y'all this. Oh, okay. Probably illegal.
Okay.
So I don't know what's gonna happen there. We might actually just shoot some BB guns. Is that safer? yeah. Trust me, we're gonna have fun.
We have a listener question from Matt. He wants to know how he can get as muscular as you. We'll talk about this and much more with Brentley Gilbert in studio on Taste of Country Nights. Brentley Gilbert is with us in studio on Taste of Country Nights. I'm Sam Alex. Brentley, when you go home to Jefferson, Georgia, do you have friends and family who still live there?
Oh, we'll probably have somebody. See, that's the thing about my house in Georgia is when I get home, there's people there, and there's already stuff set up to do. You know, we'll shoot for a while. We'll, you know, get out and ride motorcycles. So I'm pretty sure, you know, when you guys are, we'll try to act a little bit professional at first, but it depends on how long you hang out, because I'm not going to be able to hold that together too long being at home. We're going to have to shoot something.
Okay. It's a listener question from Matt. He wants to know, how can he get as muscular as you? Do you have a specific workout routine?
If I'm sleeping right and I'm eating right and getting at least a decent workout in, you know, 4 or 5 times a week. The honest God truth is, the past 2 weeks, I haven't been able to get in because I've got 4 tears in my stomach. Man, I got lifting too much. I got a hernia. I don't know if I'm sick. Can you say hernia on the radio?
Yeah.
It's an umbilical hernia, so it's not like the...
What exercise were you doing? Were you doing a power clean?
I think I really legitimately got it from singing.
No kidding.
And I really do, but that's my story.
Is there a strain on your abs when you're singing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. I'm not sure if there should be. But
do you wear a belt when you lift?
No, I probably should.
Well, don't hurt yourself. I want to be able to blow some things up with you in Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Well, dude, we'll be fine there. We can always shoot. As long as I got my fingers. And if I don't, we'll hook a hookup or something.
Okay.
I probably shouldn't have said that. Neither should. You can't say hook a hookup on the radio.
Why? All it's right. A verb.
It is.
And should I wear a sleeveless shirt when I come out? You'd be ready to go?
Yeah, it's kind of sleeveless is kind of the dress code, but I mean, if you want to dress up, you can do that. I'm sure that a lot of these people coming in town don't have the sleeveless memo, so if you want to look responsible and stuff, you're more than welcome.
Okay, Just As I Am, hit stores May 19th. Let It Ride tour kicks off March 27th with Thomas Rhett, Eric Paslay. See the complete tour dates at BrantleyGilbert.com. Brantley, thank you so much for being on Taste of Country Nights.
Hey, man, thank you for having me, brother. I appreciate it.
Craig Morgan is with us in studio here on Taste of Country Nights. I'm Sam Alex. Craig, love that song, Wake Up Loving You.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we're pretty excited about that. It's a big old hit song. I've been saying since we first heard it that it felt like it was the biggest song of my career. So it's neat to see it climb the charts.
Listener Jessica wants to know, what is the meaning behind the song? Or is it for everyone's own interpretation?
I think that's the great thing about this song. It's left up to the individual's interpretation. One of the most impressive things for me about this particular song is there's something really special about the marriage between the lyric and the melody, in that regardless of whether you felt that heartache or not, when you hear this song, it's easy for you to feel sympathy for the individual in the song.
In the music video, is that a younger you, or you're just kind of the narrator talking about someone else?
I think it was supposed to be a younger me. Okay. It was me going through that heartache, and here I am back in the same place singing about it.
Well, I love the song. You just got back from overseas?
We did. Just got back from Afghanistan. We were over there for about 9 days doing a tour for the Men and Women Serving.
Someone sent me a video. Locally, you brought someone up on stage, and then you did the same thing for their other half?
It was unbelievable. We were at the Opry. As you know, I'm a member of the Opry and have been since like 2008. And there
How
was
cool
a lady at the
say?
Opry. Oh, it's awesome. But there was a lady at the Opry, and we had received a Facebook post from her husband in Afghanistan saying, my wife is coming to the show, and you know, if you could just say hi to her for me, her favorite song is Wake Up Loving You. So we took it a step further, brought her up on stage, and I told her that I was going to be going to Afghanistan in a few days, and if she would, anything she'd want me to tell her husband, and she gave me a message. Lo and behold, we end up in Afghanistan, and her husband's there, and I got to deliver the message, so it's pretty cool.
That is so amazing.
It is. It's pretty over the top to think that, you know, this couple that far apart, and we got to be a part of that.
Looking forward to seeing you at the beginning of June at the Taste of Country Music Festival in Hunter Mountain, New York. Are you going to be going four-wheeling or shooting?
I'm going to be four-wheeling. Yeah, it's not much to shoot right now this time of year, but we always keep a buggy and a motorcycle and a few other things on the truck. So,
do you ever shoot while you're four-wheeling?
No, I've never done that.
Okay.
Not legally.
We got a note from Tanya. She's graduating high school, and she wants to know, what advice do you have for graduating seniors?
Enjoy your life. Be smart. Don't do anything stupid. You're still young. There's nothing more aggravating than hearing a child that's graduating, and the night before graduation, they go out and get drunk and have an accident and hurt themselves. Be smart and enjoy your life and find something you want to do and go do it.
How old are your kids?
Man, they range from 16 to 24.
So you're speaking from experience.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've got two that already graduated. So.
Wow. Hey, stay updated with Craig. See the complete tour dates at craigmorgan.com. The single is Wake Up Loving You. We love playing the song on Taste of Country Nights. Craig, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks for having me. Good to see you again.
This is Taste of Country Night, Sam Alex. It's Friday night with Cassidy Pope in studio.
Hi.
I just saw you recently at the Opry. You killed it.
Thank you. It's really fun.
I've never been there before, and I was just getting chills seeing the videos with the history of the Opry.
Yes.
Before the performers came out on stage. Do you get chills backstage?
Of course. I made my debut last year, and this second time around was just as nerve-wracking, just as exciting, and when you're up there, it's unlike any feeling I've ever had on any other stage. Just so much history behind everything.
Have you been playing music your whole life?
I have. I started taking voice lessons when I was four, and ever since then, I knew that I wanted to sing. There's never really a plan B.
That's so funny, because I took voice lessons in high school. I was in the choir.
Oh, nice.
And that's when I knew I wasn't supposed to sing.
We all figure out what we're destined for in different ways.
It's not easy.
No. I'm still learning. I'm still improving. You know, I have to practice every day. I do my vocal exercises and just keep getting better, I feel like.
So do you do things like a proper cup of coffee in a copper coffee cup? She sells seashells in the seashore?
That's more for your line of work. That was very impressive. Okay. I couldn't do that.
Lemon liniment. The other day we had Al Magical from The Daily Show on Comedy Central.
Yes.
Try saying his name five times.
El Magical.
It's impossible.
That's really
it's
hard.
It's easy.
No. I'm not good with the tongue twisters.
El Magical. It's impossible.
But you're good. You're better than I
am. Thank you. So we're with Cassidy Pope. I mean, so what do you do for a vocal exercise? Do you just go like, la, 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 la?
Yeah, I do some scales with some interesting phrases. Like I do the ma-ma-ma-ma's, the nose, the nas, like the really nasal ones that are kind of annoying. Uh-huh. And I do like the stretching of the lower larynx, the gook-gook. It's really not very attractive, but it helps with the low notes.
So were you doing that backstage at the Opry?
I sure was. That's why I had to close my dressing room door just for 5 minutes before mm-hmm. I had to go on, because I knew if there were people back there, I didn't want them to be afraid of my noises.
So someone who's as successful as you, do you still take voice lessons?
Every once in a while, I'll get some tips from my voice coach, longtime voice coach Marie, and she'll send me stuff, some little tips on how to keep my voice in check. But I know that there's always something I can learn when it comes to my voice and keeping it in check.
From your album Frame by Frame, my favorite song, don't laugh because I know it's kind of girly, You Hear a Song.
Oh, that's sweet.
I've been playing it on
Thank repeat. You. Wow. That's definitely the most, it's I think it's relatable though, because everybody has insecurities, guy, girl, it doesn't matter. And hopefully we all have those people in our lives that just cheer us on.
Did you write that one?
I did. Yes. Aww. Yeah.
So is that a true story?
It is. Yes. I'm pretty hard on myself. I'm very self-critical, and thankfully I have great people in my life surrounding me, just making me feel better. And letting me know that I'm a little crazy when it comes to how I see myself.
The people who are surrounding you now, is it the same people you've had your whole life? Like, do you have a group of friends from Florida who are with you no matter what? They're always a call
yes.
away?
Yes. I have a friend from Florida. Her name's Allie, who I've known since I was in preschool. And we actually lived together for 2 years when I first moved to LA. And then I have my family. They've just always kept me grounded, and they're incredible. I have my boyfriend, been with for 4 years. So I just have great people in my life that are always lifting me up.
That is so great to hear, because that support is so important. And you and your boyfriend have been dating 4 years. That's the length of time I was dating my now wife before I asked her to marry me.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. Okay. Just putting that out there.
Well, because he's also a musician, you have probably different tour schedules.
Right, yeah. For us, our relationship combined, all the time we've spent together in person is probably only like 2 years.
Gotcha.
When you think about it.
I know you're opening for Tim McGraw. Your boyfriend should open for you
yes.
for Tim McGraw.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think he would enjoy that, too. I think he loves Tim McGraw. But I've been listening to him for years, so it'll be surreal as a fan to sit side stage and watch him. I'm going to take notes. I'm going to learn from his live show. It's just going to be such a great time.
I know you performed recently at YRK, our station in Buffalo, New York.
That's
How did that
right.
go with the acoustic show?
It was really, really fun. Being able to play these songs stripped down all these really personal songs from my album Frame by Frame, it's really exciting for me to be on that stage and to see people's reactions and show them how these songs were created, because that's where they came from, just stripped down little songs that just turned into, you know, this production.
Yeah. Now, coming up, you're going to play a song for us.
Yes.
What's it going to be?
It's my new single, I Wish I Could Break Your Heart. And it's just been really fun to see all the different interpretations. Mm-hmm. But to me, the song means about being the vulnerable one in the relationship, because you're more invested than the other person. And with that comes the worry that they could break your heart at any given moment.
Did you also write this one?
I didn't, but I collaborated. I put
okay.
my twist
well,
on
that
it.
Counts.
Yeah, I still feel it deep in my soul.
Okay, we're with Cassidy Pope on Taste of Country Nights. We have a listener question from Jill. She wants to know, what were you like in high school?
I was a lot of different things in high school. I came from a private school and public high school. It was the first time I ever went to a public school. So I went into it very preppy. I was wearing a lot of Abercrombie and Hollister. And then my sophomore year, I started listening to rock bands. I had a boyfriend that took me to my first rock show, and I was just addicted to that.
Did you play any sports or anything? Were you into the music thing 100%?
I was into the music thing. I was in chorus. I cheered. So I was like all these different things, and I was in all these different groups of people. I didn't really have a strict identity. I was just kind of all over the place. And I still didn't really figure myself out until I was about 20 years old.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So after high school, did you just start going full time with your band?
I did. I actually took my last year of high school online to focus more on music. And I went to different music conferences and tried to give people my demos. And finally, it stuck with somebody at Columbia Records.
I love it.
Yeah.
You can see the tour dates with Cassidy Pope, who's going to be with Tim McGraw all summer long, at CassidyPope.com. And going to play a song in studio live here on Taste of Country Nights for a Friday night show.
Friday night.
Coming up with Cassidy Pope. Taste of Country Nights, Friday night with Sam Alex and Cassidy Pope. And who's with you here in studio?
I've got my friends Jim and Steve here right now with their Git Fiddles.
Hello.
Hey, so what's Cassidy like on tour?
Oh.
She's awesome.
The best.
We kind of treat her like a redheaded stepchild sister. You know, it's pretty awesome.
I cheated a little bit.
No. You didn't hear that, right?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good.
So, Cass, right after high school, you were playing lots of shows with your band. Was that part of the, like, the Vans Warped Tour scene?
Yes. We did a lot of touring in general, but we did the Warped Tour in 2010, the whole thing. And it was dirty.
Was
a lot
like
of dirt.
182 and Switchfoot.
No, our year was more gearing towards the metal side of things. So the stage we were on was all metal bands. We were like the poppiest band on that stage, and they were all a bunch of teddy bears. They were really sweet, and they would stand side stage and like sing along to all of our songs.
So whatever happens to you on the road, you're tough. You've experienced it. You can handle your own.
I think so. Yeah, I think I'm low maintenance enough to make it out there with the guys. Yeah,
love
it's
it.
Fun.
We're with Cassidy Pope here on Taste of Country Nights. What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play my single, I Wish I Could Break Your Heart.
I wish I could break your heart. I wish I could bring you down. Just for a second, teach you a lesson about being alone in the dark. I wish I could make you cry so hard you can barely breathe. And maybe you just might know what it feels like to be me. Well, the truth is that I never ever wanna hurt you, baby, but it'd be nice to know strong enough to pull you under, throw you back a little thunder, even though I never would. I wish I could break, I wish I could break your heart. Oh, oh. I wish I could crash your dreams. I wish I could turn back time. Boy, I need you on like the fuse, drop the bomb, just so I'd be the first to leave. Well, the truth is that I never ever wanna hurt you, baby, but it'd be nice to know that I could be strong enough to pull you under, throw you back a little thunder. Break your heart. I wish I could make you cry. I wish I could turn back time. Well, the truth is that I never ever wanna hurt you, babe, but it'd be nice to know that I could be strong enough to pull you under, throw you back a little thunder.
Cassidy Pope on Taste of Country Nights. Great job.
Thank
wow.
you.
You're really good.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Do you still get nervous playing?
No, not really. I mean, I get nervous. It depends. The Opry, I was definitely nervous. I'll probably be nervous the first week of the Tim tour, but this is very comfortable. We do this all the time, and it's just fun. It's fun.
And I want to save this for the end to congratulate you on 1 million downloads for Racing All These Terrors. How does that feel?
It's just, it's incredible to know so many people have connected to these lyrics. And I've gotten messages and heard from fans saying that this song's helped them through breakups and get over somebody. They've just listened to this song and they take comfort in it. And that's all I could ask for.
See Cassidy Pope on tour this summer with Tim McGraw. Get the dates at CassidyPope.com. I'm on Twitter at Sam Alex Radio. You're at Cassidy Pope. I'm going to tweet you.
I'll tweet you back.
Friday night. Thank you so much for coming into Taste of Country Nights. Cassidy Pope. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Sam Alex, what's happening, my brother?
Thanks for coming in the studio. Appreciate
it. Thanks for having us, man. You got to love what you did to the place, man. It's absolutely knockout.
Yeah, well, I just got a house last week. Do you have any other tips for me?
You know what? I would do something that kind of screams man.
I just got married, too, so I don't know if my wife would like that.
I know, but that's why I'm saying.
Well, you've got to have one room that's a man room.
You've got to get it in quick.
Have one room that's a man
room. You've got to have Samland.
Do all you guys have a man room?
Yes.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's the basement.
I see.
With a couch.
So if you guys weren't here in studio at Taste of Country Nights and weren't playing a gig or in your man room making some new music, what would you be doing on a typical weeknight?
Be at Hobby Lobby trying to get some things for Manland. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Bedazzle the room a little bit.
Yeah, deer antler drawer handles.
Like that,
I mean,
yeah.
the possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
So you guys know that you're the best-selling country vocal duo of the past decade, sold over 22 million albums.
Oh, thank you, Sam. Thank you, man. We owe it all to our fans. You know, we've been so blessed, and we just, you know, we cannot wait to get the Rewind album in people's hands. We're so excited about it.
I don't know if you... I bought 7 of those albums.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
So it's 22 million...
Seven.
0.007 or something like that.
0.007. Yes. I love it.
Seriously, you have a special place in my heart. I mean, yours was the first concert I ever went to that I paid my own cash.
Dude, you're kidding me. That's
Gosh.
Thank you.
You were 12?
I think I was like a freshman in high school.
Freshman.
Assembly Hall.
Close enough.
Yes. Yeah. Taylor Swift was opening.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool, man. Yeah.
We're with Rascal Flatts on Taste of Country Nights. I'm Sam Alex. Our album Rewind hits stores May 13th. Pre-order it now. RascalFlatts.com. And on the extended version of the album, it includes Compass, which is in the film Heaven is for Real. Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever been in a movie?
Yeah. Well, you know, we were in the Hannah Montana movie and Cars movie with Life's a Highway.
What, for Hannah Montana, did we see your face, or was
we played her
we
cousins.
We actually played some parts in there.
Yeah. Yep.
Played her cousins.
Yeah. We sang Broken cousins. Road out there on the porch, and, you know, that was before she started twerking, so I don't know if we had anything to do with it or what happened, but it seems like after we played her cousins, she started twerking.
Is Hannah Montana still on TV? Do your kids watch it, or it's...
I don't think it's still on TV.
Maybe some reruns or something like that, but, you know, it's...
Possibly.
She's moved on, obviously.
She's tainted that character, though, just a bit.
She left it behind.
So, off your album Rewind, I love Payback. It's just going to be a smash. Just in my head nonstop.
Thanks, man.
Payback.
Yeah, it'll get on you, too, that da-da-da-da-da-da-da, that cadence will stick with you. It's, you know, and it's cool, too, because girls, you know, really like it because it's about, you know, the girl's going to get her girlfriends and they're all going to go out like, mm-hmm. Okay, all right, now see, he's already screwed this up, so we're going to go out and have a good time and take some pictures and all. So she's really just trying to make him jealous.
You know when you eat tons of candy on Halloween, you get like that chocolate high?
Yeah.
But after I heard it, I was just so pumped up, I ran through Percy Warner Park, and then after 5 minutes, I just like crashed.
Nice,
It gets you pumped up.
Nice, man.
Why didn't you release the song when I was in high school when I could have listened to it before my wrestling matches?
I know. Well, see, we should have. But now, since you're married, now you can have a different kind of wrestling match. So put it on before.
I see.
And then, you know, because it worked for Jodon. He's pregnant again.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, and that's what he did.
Wrestling leads to pregnancy.
I see.
That's right.
It's crazy.
Did any of you guys wrestle in high school?
I'm sorry?
No.
Like on the team.
Oh,
like an organized sport.
You know what? I went to such a small school, we didn't have wrestling. We had you know, just the staples, baseball, basketball, football, track. We did not have wrestling.
Did you play football in the fall?
Yeah.
If they would have had golf, would you have golfed?
Yeah, I would have. We didn't have a golf team, but I would have, yeah.
Jay, I played basketball and football and soccer.
Why not golf?
We didn't have a golf team.
We had a golf team, but I played soccer, basketball, and baseball, so...
Right on.
And he was an all-state soccer player, too, though, so he's one of those guys.
What position were you?
I played forward, center forward.
So you did the least amount of work but got all the glory.
Man. He's being really humble. He was all-state.
That was all that I did. So growing up in Ohio, so wintertime, I'd go right into indoor, mm-hmm. right back to outdoor for spring ball and then fall ball, and so, you know.
Right on.
Ate up with it.
He said ball.
What weight class?
He did.
What weight class did you wrestle?
What do you think?
112.
That was freshman year. Good job.
Yeah, what was your awesome. Go-to move?
Double leg takedown to crossface cradle.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
No
that's
half.
Awesome,
I don't even know what dude. That is. No half and walk it to the head.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a crossface cradle.
Yeah, yeah.
You need a Russian sickle at all?
No, well, no. What is that, Joe?
You fly off the top ropes? Oh, that's a different wrestling, isn't it? the Russian sickle. Yeah.
So if any of your kids...
WWF. That was back in the day.
Right. What, if any of your kids want to wrestle when they're older, would you allow them or they have to play the violin?
Oh, no, no. They can,
I mean, they can do what they want to do.
Well, I don't want to see my daughters in a singlet, to be honest. But I'd rather be do something else.
Okay. Be awkward.
My wife, she's a child life specialist, and she's just such a fan of you guys.
Awesome.
Donating over $5 million to Rascal Flatts Surgery Center, Vanderbilt University Children's Hospital. Yeah. That's amazing. You've done countless shows. Thank you for doing that.
Man,
Thank you, man.
It's a privilege to do that. You know, it's an sure amazing is. Place, and no matter how much money we could give that hospital, it cannot compare to what that hospital's given to us and the patients that are there and the staff and doctors, and it's a great place.
We're with Rascal Flatts on Taste of Country Nights. Sam Alex, their album Rewind hits stores May 13th. Pre-order it now, rascalflatts.com. Some listener questions. Jay Minnie wants to know, how old were you when you realized your cousin Gary had a great voice? And is it true you didn't know until you were in your early 20s?
I was actually, I think I was 27 years old the first time I heard Gary really belt out a song and sing.
You got to be kidding.
No, I'd already, you know, I had been gone from home for a long time. I went to college and then I moved to Nashville. So Gary and I kind of lost touch when we were about maybe 19 years old, something like that. Mm-hmm. And he called me one day and we reconnected and we always had the ability, no matter how long it had been since we'd seen each other, to pick up right where we left off. He called me, he said, I'm on my way down to Florida, I want to spend a couple days with you and I want to sing for you. And of course, immediately I was like, oh no.
Here we go.
What was the song?
Well, he came to my apartment and we sat down at my little keyboard and he goes, hey, do you know One Last Cry by Brian McKnight? And I said, yeah, I do. And nice. I played it and he sang it and I was like, what in the world are you doing in Columbus, Ohio? You have to get down here as soon as you can.
What was your full-time job in Columbus?
You know, I was working for the Board of Mental Retardation and Developmentally Disabled. That's what I was doing.
An office job, or what were you doing?
Yeah, it was a training facility. What we do, we would take developmentally disabled adults and teach them all the basic work skills to get them out into independent living and be out on their own teach them how to maintain a job, and this is what you do, and you know, just to get them out of the workshops and get them, you know.
I bet you were so good at that.
You know, it was fun. You know, it was man, it was such an emotional ride, and it really taught me patience, because I'm not very good with patience.
I hear you.
Yeah, but it was I had to with that job, and it was so rewarding.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I majored in special ed in college.
So oh, did
teaching
you? Oh,
was
cool.
Always a backup plan, and radio was just a crazy dream.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Joe Don Kayla wants to know, just 30 seconds of golf talk. What kind of sticks are you using?
You know, I still got TaylorMade irons, and I got a new TaylorMade driver that I'm loving.
What's the loft?
You know, I got a 10.5 degree loft right now with the 65 gram shaft. And
that's exactly what I have.
Yeah, it's open club face, about probably 2 or 3 degrees. Okay. I think it's 2.5.
Have the three of you ever golf together?
Oh, yeah. Lord, yeah.
We do
all
much.
The time.
Yeah,
you don't get sick of each other when you're golfing together?
It's no. That's probably the only time we don't
get
sick of each other.
Everybody lying on the daggone scorecards.
So. Ah, I see. Very nice.
I'll pencil whip somebody in a heartbeat.
Okay,
that's a skill. Lying on the golf course is a skill.
Yeah, and Gary Williams wants to know, what's it like singing while you're hunting? Do the animals run away while you're doing that, or do they enjoy it?
No, I'm the deer whisperer.
Scentlock breath spray?
Yeah. You know what? Like singing, it's funny, because singing's really helped me, like when if I'm turkey hunting, right? Mm. So tomorrow morning when I'm out there, but it's really helped me, like with my owl calls, you know, like shot gobble stuff, you know. Yeah, it
that's
really
what you
does.
Do?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't blow into a whistle and does that?
No,
to
like when you owl call, yeah. The owl call would be like,
very nice.
That is nice.
Rascal Flatts on Taste of Country Nights. Jerry Lavox, Jay DeMarcus, Joe Don Rudy, thank you so much for coming in the studio. Get their album Rewind May 13th at hit stores, or pre-order now at rascalflatts.com. Thanks again for coming in the studio, guys.
Sam, you're the man.
Thank you,
thanks
buddy.
For having
appreciate
us.
Appreciate it, man. It's been really fun.
This is Taste of Country Nights.
Coming in the studio, there he is, Brett Eldridge.
Sam, what do you say, buddy?
Always good to see you. And I just love how you're so proud of your hometown, Paris, Illinois.
You know, I love the Midwest. I mean, being from Paris, Illinois, not a lot of people have heard of that place, but it's great being from Paris, Illinois, even if nobody's heard of it. I always say Paris. I'm from Paris, and I never think about the fact that no one realizes that there's a Paris, Illinois, so they think I'm French or something. And
no, I drive through all the time.
Yeah.
And on Facebook, when you said that you were playing the festival in Effingham, yeah, it was blowing up.
Hey,
I mean, you
there's,
are
there's great
there.
Places in the Midwest. You got to go check it out. But I, yeah, I'm a big Chicago sports teams fan, and I just I love being from there, and love to go back as much as possible.
White Sox or Cubs?
Cubs. Cubs all the way.
Now, what if the White Sox asked you to sing the national anthem?
Well, that's for the country, so I'd totally do that. I don't mind for the rest.
I see how that is. Brett, you were just in Vegas for the ACMs. I'm just trying to imagine someone who grew up in a small town being in Vegas. What was that like?
It's two different worlds, from Paris, Illinois to Las Vegas. But you know what? I lived there for like 3 weeks once. I guess I lived in a casino.
Well, the Paris
playing.
Hotel should put you up
should. But I played for 3 weeks straight there, and trying to live in Vegas for 3 weeks straight is not an easy
life. Was that
life.
Before your record deal, or are you doing
Oh, yeah. This was long before my record deal.
But it
they
put
right
you
before
up,
I
though,
signed.
Right?
They put me up,
nice.
And you know, I learned to play in a little lounge bar, but learned a lot about performing in Vegas. So I've spent a lot of time in Vegas, and it's always as crazy as you hear about it. It's
okay.
A crazy place.
Where was that at? Like the Flamingo?
That was at the Mandalay Bay, which is actually where some of the award stuff is. So it's always a good... It's always a good time there.
Love the music video for Beat of the Music, but the last 30 seconds, I just had to look away. I mean, how much making out were you doing with her? Who is that girl?
Man, I'd love my job. I'll tell you.
Did you get to pick her? Were you in on the casting call?
Yes, absolutely. No, and I was so lucky because, I mean, yes, the casting call was a big part of it. And
so it's like you in a room?
So
and
anyways,
they,
yeah.
They send you pictures?
They send me, you know, different girls to choose for the video, and I'm picturing a certain girl for this video, And the girl Katie that I picked was also really a cool person.
Like, yeah, who is this Katie?
Katie Luddy is her name, and she's a model actress from she's out of Miami, but she's from New York.
And how's the long distance dating going?
I don't think that's happening. That's not happening. But she was just really cool. Like it could probably be kind of awkward if the person makes it awkward on these kissing scenes because you know.
Did you rehearse the kissing or no? You just go for it.
I mean, there's a lot of. You have to take it several times. You know, you have to take a lot of takes, which I was totally fine with.
Man.
But it was...
Was this a one-day shoot? Because I know you're shooting at sunset, which is really tricky.
Well, no, it was a two-day shoot. It was a two-day shoot and a beautiful
You made sure it was
island.
More than a one-day.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll take that all that I can get, you know. But
Man,
it was
the girls on the boats, and you just must have been in heaven.
It was, but it was literally written from an experience I had in the Bahamas a couple of years ago. I wrote the song from when my brother and I were going to feed the swimming pigs that are in the video, but it was a great place to go back and actually film the video exactly how it happened, where it happened, and it was cool.
Brett Eldridge, thank you so much for being on Taste of Country Nights. Hope to see you soon.
I'll come hang out with you anytime, brother.
This is Taste of Country Nights. Sam Alex with Charles Kelly from Lady Antebellum. How's it going, Charles?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
Did something go wrong with your car? I thought you were coming into the studio.
Oh, really? You know what? We're in actually cutting some songs right now. We've been in the studio and...
Should I be coming to you, to your studio? Because I was in choir in middle school and high school.
Nice. You know what? If you're free, I mean, you know, we don't have any money for you in the budget, but if you, you know, you do some oohs and ahs.
So are you saying I should cancel our tea time at Bellmead Country Club?
Exactly.
We need just 30 seconds of guy golf talk. So what kind of sticks are you swinging?
I've actually got these Callaway razors. I got fitted for them last year. It was a cool thing, man. I met a guy that he had come to our show and worked at Callaway. And was like, man, if you're ever, you know, on the West Coast and want to hop in the thing, and I'll fit you for clubs. And it was like the best thing I ever did in my life because I'm 6'6". You know, and it's hard to find golf clubs that fit you right and work right. So yeah, it was, you know, I've been playing those for a while.
That's perfect. Yeah, because I got fitted, too. I have ping i3s, but I got fitted in reverse, I guess, because I'm 5'7", 5'8". So your swing is much more upright than mine, so it's good we got them fit.
No doubt. Well, that's a good place sometimes.
That would be great. We're with Charles Kelly from Lady Antebellum. And so when did you, Hillary, and Day first start singing together before you were even called Lady A? Was that 04, 05?
Yeah, we got, Dave and I, you know, we grew up together in Augusta, Georgia, but I moved to Nashville in 05 and then met Hillary and talked Dave into moving up Nashville. And so, yeah, we started in 06 and, you know, had found a crazy name and had our first show at Third Lindsley there in Nashville and kind of all started from there.
Okay, because I've been meaning to ask you, this sounds kind of weird, since April of 06, my friend was telling me about you guys, saying, oh my, these guys are incredible. They're going to be huge. They're the real deal. I'm just like, Trey, that's what awesome. Are you thinking? Come on now. And he was a guy who used to come on my morning show all the time and play in Bloomington, Indiana. So you need to tell me right now, on the record, was he making this up in 06 or was he telling me the truth? Do you know Trey Lockerbie?
Oh, yeah. I know Trey. Uh-huh. Yeah, we all kind of started around the same time. And, you know, it was like us and a bunch of other buddies and stuff kind of all, you know, writing songs together and kind of getting our start all around the same time.
Okay. I feel bad now. I didn't believe it because I guess he was playing. He said, he's like, yeah, I'm playing guitar for Josh Kelly. I'm like, yeah, right. Whatever, Trey. Okay, come on. Whoa. So I need to start believing my friends more often. Is that what you're saying,
there
Charles?
There you go. There you go. You got to trust people more often.
Well, we're Charles Kelly from Lady Antebellum. I love Compass. Let's make that. Would you rather get a hole in one or get Compass to number one?
Oh, definitely Compass to number one, man. I've had a hole in one before, so I can knock that off the bucket list.
Wait, where was this?
I was actually in college, and it was just at a course, and I went to college at University of Georgia, and it was just a university course, and it was kind of funny, too, because I remember, like, you know, of course, being a college kid, like, if you play golf, you probably got some beers out there with you, and I remember kind of being a little loose and relaxed, and I wasn't playing very good that day, and all of a sudden, I had a hole-in-one, and things just kind of turned to a much better round for me.
So do you and Thomas Rhett golf a lot? Because he always wears Bulldogs gear.
Oh, does he? No, I've never played golf with him, but I know he's a you know, he's a UGA fan. All those guys are. I know his dad too. You know, those the Peach Pickers and all those guys, man, big old Georgia fans. So
yeah, it's so cool that you have something in common with pro golfers, which is they're on tour and you're on tour too for Take Me Downtown. So what was the nearest downtown to where you grew up?
Oh gosh, let's see. Well, I was in Augusta. It wasn't a very big downtown, so we would always go to Atlanta or something if we wanted to, you know, go to a concert or whatever, and you know, to the big city. So yeah, probably downtown Atlanta would be our closest big downtown.
Charles, looking forward to playing golf with you and getting everyone in the studio and getting Compass to number one.
Thanks, man.
Charles from Lady Antebellum, and if you need me to do any background vocals, don't ask me. Ask Trey or someone else.
Exactly. I know who to call. Well, congratulations on the new gig, Sam. I'll see you soon, man. I'm sure we'll run into each other down here in Nashville.
Sounds good. Right. Have a good one. Bye, right. Charles.
You too, buddy. Bye.
Lee Bryce on Taste of Country Nights. I'm Sam Alex Lee. We just love playing your music on this show.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. We're trying to give you good music to play.
Were you playing frat parties at Clemson? Because you were playing, were you on the football team, right?
Yeah, I was on the football team. I just didn't do a lot of frat parties. I was the guy in the stairwell, like, writing songs all night long, you know, and people in the dorm room, and people come sit up and down the stairwell. I would now go to the parties, maybe the football party, and I was a football player, but I wasn't the big star football player at Clemson. So, but when I pulled out the guitar, I was able to grab a little bit more attention.
I'm just trying to envision this orientation, the summer going into freshman year. I mean, the girls must have just been going crazy. Did you have a high school girlfriend at the time?
No, I didn't actually. Well, kind of.
I mean, a girlfriend you had in high school and you got together.
Yeah, we broke up like the day I went to college. I'm not sure exactly how.
Well,
that happened,
it's the guitarist's fault.
That's right. The power of the guitar.
Take me through this. Did you play all 4 years, Clemson?
I played a year and a half there.
You got injured,
and
right?
Yeah, I got hurt, and it just was like my goal. You know, growing up was to play at Clemson. You know, I got a lot of offers to play at some small schools and stuff, but. But my goal was to play there. And so.
You grew up in South Carolina?
I grew up in South Carolina. And so I wanted to play there. And I earned a position there. I earned a starting position. And so at that point, when I got hurt, it was like, okay. And then it just wasn't going to get better. My elbow just got completely kind of destroyed. So
did that affect,
like,
you playing the guitar at all?
No, it's not that. It's just kind of a violent thing. Snapping a ball, really. You know,
right.
I just can't do that no more.
Yeah.
You know, and I knew that. So I just decided to.
Were you still involved with the team?
Yeah.
Being on the sidelines?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. You know, for the rest of that year and even the next year. And then I decided, you know, then I left and I came to Nashville.
How old were you? Was that after sophomore year?
I was 21 and I came to Nashville in 2001.
And I was like, you know, I had a year to go at Clemson. I was in civil engineering, and it's a 5-year program there. You know,
are
it's
you
a
serious?
Big engineering school there.
Man, you're smart.
And I had a year to go, and I was like, of course, when I called my daddy, and I said, all right, so daddy, I'm going to move to Nashville. He said, do what? What'd you say? You got a year to go, son. And, you know, I wouldn't necessarily, you know, tell anybody else to do that, you know, but I just knew when I came and visited for a spring break, I just knew this is what I was going to do.
Did you have some friends here who you crashed with?
Yeah, I did, actually. Uh-huh. And Reba's niece actually was the roommate. She was a writer in town, and she was a roommate of a girl that I knew, a friend from home. And
Reba's
Sumter.
Niece.
Reba's niece, okay. Autumn McIntyre. And she's really, I mean, that's the reason I ever came to town. I ever met anybody was through my friend, Mary Alice, and then her roommate, Reba's niece, Autumn.
Well, I mean, did you have money stored away, or did you?
No. This was a visit for a spring break. Like, okay, I just came up here with no money, stayed with a friend, and in that week met a publisher, and met my producer. Like that, there was.
If you
would have
went to
producer.
Panama City Beach with all your other friends from Clemson, this wouldn't have happened. You'd be a civil engineer.
That's right. I might be a civil engineer back home pulling wire for my daddy, but this is where I had to be. So when I came and visited, I knew within. I mean, it was just like, this is what I'm going to do, period.
And when did you meet your wife?
Well, I met her a few years later, actually on another type of a break or whatever, one of those breaks, and I was down in Myrtle Beach where I'm from, and I was hanging out sort of in my own territory. And, you know, in Myrtle Beach, folks come from a long way to visit for a week. You know, they'll do this big week. And so like Ohio and Indiana, I remember meeting all kind of people from those places. Mm-hmm. And so she's from Ohio, and she was down with a family vacation, and I met her one night. It was raining, and there was nobody on the beach except us, like me and like her, and she walked by. And
was it one of those things where both your like parents were bonding, and they said, hey, you got to meet my daughter?
No. She was randomly walking on the beach. Well, okay. I can't believe that, because she's like pretty paranoid about everything in life, and I can't believe she was walking down the beach by herself, and she can't either, but she's like, I was young. I don't know what I was thinking.
And then was your wedding in South Carolina?
No, we were actually in Branson. It was like this place that we went to a lot together.
My wife is from Missouri, and we were thinking about getting married
in
Branson.
Awesome.
But there's not an airport, a big airport.
You can make it happen. It just takes a little effort.
I got to write some hit songs, and I can do this. Lee Bryce on Taste of Country Nights. Hope to see you around town, and thanks again for stopping by.
Soon. Cool.
This is Taste of Country Nights.
We're with Thomas Rhett on Taste of Country Nights. I'm Sam Alex. Thomas, have you ever been to a karaoke bar? You were so excited to sing a specific song, and it wasn't in their catalog?
I think I used to always want to go sing dad songs at karaoke, and they would have like one, but not the one that I wanted to sing.
Because that happened to me last week downtown. I was so pumped to sing Get Me Some of That, and they didn't have it.
They didn't have it?
No.
Well, it's kind of new, so maybe they got to update their book.
Yeah, but congrats. You sold over 500,000 copies. That's crazy.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. Yeah, that was really cool. Thank you.
You're not looking at a list of movies by hand, are you?
No.
Okay, either am I. I just thought it'd be fun if you named a chick flick, and I name a chick flick, and we just go back and forth until someone can't name one.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, you ready, Thomas?
All right, here we go.
Go ahead.
The Notebook.
A Walk to Remember.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
10 Things I Hate About You.
Friends with Benefits.
Miss Congeniality.
Oh, gosh. Why am I drawing a blank right now? New Year's Eve.
Valentine's Day.
Labor Day.
Is that a movie?
It's a movie. I saw it. Okay.
Who's in Labor Day?
It's like a real, it's like super chick flick.
Okay. When Harry Met Sally.
Sleepless in Seattle.
My Girl.
Oh, gosh. Why am I drawing a blank?
5 seconds.
The Lucky One.
Nice. All right. Road to Redanthe.
Oh, you're naming the Nicholas Sparks book.
It's in that filter on my right side of my brain.
Yeah. Good grief. Dude, I give up.
Okay.
You got me.
Well done. Hey, Producer Amber, you're impressed, Thomas Rhett?
I am pretty impressed with that. You held your own there.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thomas Rhett on Taste of Country Nights. I'm Sam Alex, the single. Get Me Some of That. See the full tour dates for Thomas at thomasrhett.com. Thomas, thank you so much for talking with us, and we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, man. See you, buddy.
This is Taste of Country Nights with Sam Alex, and I was asked by upper management who I would want my first in-studio guest to be.
Without delay, I said, Dierks Bentley.
Dude, thank you so much, man. We have some history, and I appreciate you making me your first guest.
Oh, I've been like, a fan of yours from the beginning.
I feel as honored as Will Smith must have felt as being on a, you know, Jimmy Fallon's first, you know, first guest. This is a pretty awesome.
But we're not going to do any choreographed dance or anything,
no,
right?
We're not going to do the history of hip-hop dancing.
Okay.
No.
It's, you're not Luke Bryan.
No. I don't have... I'm wearing pants as tight as Luke Bryan's today, but I don't... I can't dance either.
But it's been, what, like 8, 9 years? I mean, 5 million albums later, nominated for 11 Grammy Awards, invited to join the Grand Old Opry. I'm glad you're still the same Dierks Bentley.
I am, man. Still the same guy. I still drove the same truck here that I drove to town when I was 19 years old. Haven't changed much. Just things have changed around me. Just obviously music's been great.
But Dierks, I have to ask you about the truck thing because I saw the trailer for your documentary film coming out.
Yeah.
I saw a little Prius that was in the garage. Is that yours
My wife is a Prius. I've been known to drive the Prius, and I really bumps the crap out of some country fans. They see me like pull up somewhere, and I get out of my wife's car. They're like, you're in a Prius. Like, don't you? I'm like, I have it. I still got the truck. Okay. I just jumped in this car to go get some eggs. Give me a break.
So you're not going
to
have any Prius
songs?
Same
guy. Not going to have any songs about the Prius.
Okay.
I will say, though, man, it does get 45 miles to the gallon. It's pretty sweet. My truck gets about 8. So,
I think your wife and my wife combined because my wife just got a Prius, too.
Well, it's a yin and a yang thing. You know, we're trying to equal out our carbon footprint. I, you know, I'm destroying the atmosphere, and she's helping it, so we're level.
Okay.
But then you add on the buses and the semis, and I'm definitely winning.
The first time I was a fan when I saw you was, man, 04, 05, I think it was with Miranda Lambert, Randy Rogers Band was opening for you, and I was in college at Illinois State.
Man.
And it was like a Mardi Gras.
I'm glad you remember it because I don't.
Okay. Well, I mean,
might as well just call that the Jaeger Bomb Tour.
I love your diversity because more recently, a few years back, I went on stage and introed you at the historic Six and I Synagogue in Washington, D.C.
Yes, man. That was awesome. We were doing the Up on the Ridge tour, and I had a chance to go to the Oval Office that day. It was a pretty cool day to be in D.C. But to me, country music has every type of music is kind of in country music. There's traditional country music, there's rock, there's elements of pop, and even kind of hip-hop these days, and so it's all in there. And for me, bluegrass is also a part of that music, you know, banjo and fiddle and dobro and mandolin. I love those instruments. They've always been featured in my music, and so whether we're taking them on a big stage with Miranda Lambert and cranking up the electric guitars and drums behind those instruments, or getting rid of the drums and electric guitars and breaking it down and playing some really small venues, acoustic, kind of more bluegrass acoustic-based, I just kind of follow the muse, I guess.
Can I have a request for you at the Taste of Country Fest
in
June? Can you play the fiddling song? I love that song.
Yeah, man.
Fiddling Around.
Fiddling Around. Yeah, a great tune on the record that a buddy of mine here in town wrote. Yeah, we can do that.
We're with Dierks Bentley here on Taste of Country Nights, our first ever in-studio guest here in Nashville Music Row. My favorite song on the album is I Hold On. Dierks, which one is your favorite?
Thank you. I Hold On is probably the most favorite song I've ever put out to country radio. It's so personal, man. I wrote that song. My dad had just passed away, and I was thinking about him and about I was out in Arizona, and I was thinking about the road trip we took from Phoenix to Nashville in that truck, not the Prius, in fact. Just, you know, why am I still driving the same truck? And so why do I hold on to things? And started thinking about other things I hold on to, like my guitar and just boots and buses
Hey, how old were you, by the way, for that trip? Was that
19.
Right after college?
Okay. 19, yeah. We're coming out here for college and music. Yeah, I was 19 years old.
Man, so you were just pounding the pavement for
I fell in love with country music early on from listening to country radio. And then at 17, I discovered Hank Jr. like in one afternoon, and just that was it. I mean, all my other CDs were banished. Mm-hmm. It was Hank Jr., Marty Stewart, and then Alan Jackson, Clint Black, Garth Brooks, all that, Dwight Yoakam. I just felt eaten up with country music, you know, still am. And drove out here. So, that song is really personal. Those little vignettes and the verses and the choruses, you know, faith, love, and freedom, things we all can, we all hold on to. I just love that song. It's so honest. You know, I wasn't trying to make anything. It's not trying to be a party song. It's not trying to be a, you know, tailgate thing or, I guess maybe a little bit of an anthem for people, but really it's just a personal song about, you know, me and my stuff. And then, you know, only in a country song can you compare your truck and an old beat-up guitar to your wife and have it be a love song. You know, it doesn't work in any other genres of music, but in country, that works. So, it's trying to say things the way that the common guy would try to, you know, how do you explain to your girlfriend or your wife how much you love them? Well, you can use these things that you as examples of why you are the kind of person that's loyal to trucks and guitars and your girl.
Let's play it now. I Hold On, Dierks Bentley on Taste of Country Nights. We're joined in studio by Dierks Bentley, our first ever guest here on Music Row, whose album Riser comes out tomorrow. Now, how'd that go with One Republic for a CMT Crossroads?
Man, it was the funnest week of my life. When it all ended, it was just such a drag because, you know, finding out that we're going to get a chance to do Crossroads with One Republic, I love that band. I feel like a lot of their songs lend themselves to lyrically just country writing, and to meet Ryan Tedder and to find out that he has some Nashville roots and even some bluegrass roots in the Clark family, this great bluegrass family band, are his cousins. So we hit it off great, and I was, you know, I know all the songs from singing them in the gym and whatnot, but actually having to learn them, you know, is different because he sings up in the rafters.
But singing in the gym, like listening on your iPod, you mean?
Well, I'm probably singing while I'm running or something. I'm annoying everyone around me, you know, counting stars or something. Uh-huh. but it's different to try to actually make it work on, you know, with your guitar, because he sings up in the rafters. I'm down here in the basement. We had to find a way to kind of make our voices work. It actually worked out great. And so you cram, and you practice, rehearse, and the show happens, and then it's just over. You know, it's like, ah, oh, it was so fun. I can't wait to see it.
With your documentary, how did that work? Were cameras really with you 24/7?
Yeah, that was my manager had the idea to kind of follow us around for the last 3-4 months of making this record. But a lot of this footage is over the last 2 years. And I just, you know, it wasn't something I was really comfortable with. But, you know, being uncomfortable is not such a bad thing when it comes to music and art or whatever, trying to create something different, because it kind of puts you outside your comfort level. And I was definitely outside my comfort level having cameras in my house. And
yeah, in the trailer, there's some tears being shed and passing your father, and congrats on your baby being born.
Yeah,
a lot going on.
Yeah, it was a good time to record stuff because, my life right now is there's a lot of, you know, it's kind of, I guess, the meatier part of my life with my family, you know, 3 kids, and just that's just firing on every cylinder. Then my career is still, apparently it's still climbing. You know, we're doing our first ever headlining tour this summer, playing all these amphitheaters with Chris Young and John Party and Chase Rice opening for us. It's gonna be the best summer tour of my life. So we've just been on a real slow climb over the last 10 years, just, you know, haven't always taken the easiest road or the most obvious road, veered left and right, made some different decisions musically, but I just always try to follow my heart and make honest music, and it's paid off. We're still rocking. So if I ever wanted like a great home video, this would be the time, and that's really what the Riser documentary is.
So proud of you. Sold 5 million albums. Riser comes out tomorrow. Let's get it to 10 million.
Let's do it. One day. Come on.
You see Dierks Bentley.
Let's go Diamond.
Dierks a part of our Boots in the Sand and our Taste of Country Music Fest at Hunter Mountain.
Upstate New York is a great place to be. Yeah.
It is absolutely gorgeous, and we'll have to go mudding in our Priuses.
Let's do it.
Dierks Bentley, our first ever in-studio guest here in Nashville on Taste of Country Nights. Dierks, thank you so much.
Great to be here, man. Honored to be the first guest.
This is Taste of Country Nights. I'm Sam Alex. Miranda Lambert's new album, Platinum, hits stores June 3rd. Miranda, thank you for coming in the studio. You look great.
Thank you.
It's so weird. I was just at a supermarket, and I just saw pictures of you on the magazine covers, and now I see you in person.
Yeah, I'm sure they were all true stories.
Yeah. Isn't that so weird for you, seeing yourself in public places, seeing pictures of yourself?
It is a little bit sometimes.
So do you buy the magazines and then read them at home, or you just read them in the supermarket aisle?
If they're the good ones, I buy them. If they're the not true stories, I don't want to help them out, so I don't buy them.
Okay, right on. So Platinum is your 5th studio album. Here we are in 2014. I feel like it was just 2005 and Kerosene was just out.
I know, it's crazy. It doesn't feel like it's been that long, but it's, I don't know, I put it out, I was like 20, and now it's been 10 years, you know.
So what have you learned over the past decade?
A lot. I have a lot more to learn still, though. You know, I feel like I have a lot under my belt, but I still feel like I have so much more to go.
You want to learn more about, like, musicianship and stage presence and songwriting, or more about life and how to not take, you know, let work take over your life?
I think both. I think they go hand in hand, you know. I feel like you can never stop learning how to be a performer, but also you can, living your life and learning through experiences is what gives you fuel to give you songwriting fuel and helps with your, you know, with your performance. So I don't know. They go together.
I see. Okay. We're with Miranda Lambert on Taste of Country Nights. I'm Sam Alex, and Pageant Girl Brittany, who's our fashion expert, she said you were the best dressed at the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, well, thank you. I loved that red. I haven't worn red before to the Derby, so that was my first. I was a lady in red that day.
So do you get to pick out what you wear, or do you have a stylist who orders you what to wear?
I have a stylist who I am so thankful for. I'm not very fashion forward. I am jeans and t-shirt kind of girl, and so she lets me know what's going on in fashion world and keeps me up with the times, and she hands me something pretty, and if it fits, I wear it.
I mean, so even now in the studio wearing jeans and a t-shirt, does she tell you what to wear? Or?
Oh, no. I mean, when it comes to the award shows and red carpets and stuff, I look to her definitely for the styling kind of advice. But on these days, it's all up to me.
Okay,
which is why I look like this.
You look fat. You look like a regular person. I love that.
Actually, surprise, I'm normal.
Yeah, well, we have some listener questions. Vicky wants to know about your pony. Did you pick it out yourself? Did you name the pony?
I have, I've got four horses, and my two new recent ones are both Welsh cobs, and so I'm new to the Welsh cob world, but I just started riding English and learning, taking lessons since January, so I did not name them. They were already named, but my new one's Saith, like saith the Lord, and my other one's name is Ellie.
Can you ride a pony, or they're too small?
They're full size horses.
What advice do you have for graduating seniors?
Oh gosh, well, I'd say that's great that you made it to graduation, I didn't go to college, but I think everybody should try it if you really think it's for you. But don't be discouraged if you don't think that you have a vision of what you want to do. It's okay to float for a little while. You know, that's not a terrible thing. Mm-hmm. I knew I wanted to be in a band, so that's why I was like, you know, if you want to do something that doesn't necessarily require college, chase that too. It's okay.
Nice. So on your album Platinum, which hit stores June 3rd, Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban, Little Big Town, did you choose them, or were they coming to you and you guys just made it work?
Well, Carrie, I really had a vision. I wanted to work with her. Just being two females in country music, that doesn't happen enough to collaborate. So I felt like it was important. And I asked her to sing and on the record, and she said yes. So it's here comes the fun part, though. Like, coming up soon, we're going to get to perform live together, which I'm really looking forward to. And then Little Big Town, I'm a huge fan of theirs. And they already knew the song that I was recording because they had heard it too and wanted to record it too. So it's called Smoking and Drinking, and it just wouldn't be the same if they weren't on it.
Miranda, I loved what you wore so much at the Kentucky Derby on the red carpet. You should wear it again at the CMT Music Awards. 6 nominations. Good luck. I'm just so proud of you. That's my 5-minute timer. I like to stay on time.
I like that.
And I set another timer for June 3rd. I'm going to buy Platinum. It'll be the 5th purchase I've made from all your music. Miranda Lambert, thank you for coming in studio. Stay updated with Miranda. Get the tour dates at MirandaLambert.com. Miranda, hope to see you soon. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
This is Taste of Country Nights.